Healthcare workers across Northern California will hold a day of action tomorrow, Wednesday, February 12th, picketing Providence hospitals and health centers to protest severe understaffing and major service reductions. More than 2,000 workers, including respiratory therapists, medical technicians, nursing assistants, and hospice nurses, are demanding competitive wages and benefits to prevent further staff shortages and service cuts. The National Union of Healthcare Workers is organizing the pickets across Providence hospitals and hospices in Humboldt, Napa, and Sonoma counties. KMA News spoke with Matthew Arts, representative of NUHW, that represents approximately 600 healthcare workers at Providence hospitals in Humboldt County alone.
You know, Providence just, you know, it's not doing right by its patients, and it's not doing right by its workers. And what we've seen, especially since COVID, is that Providence has been taking away services, cutting staffing, and making patients wait longer for care. And, you know, workers throughout the system in Northern California really say it has to stop. And, you know, we're fighting for a contract that's going to preserve services and boost staffing. So, you know, Humboldt County and every community, you know, served by Providence can have services that people need and have really had for generations. And it's a region-wide action because it's a region-wide problem. But the issues are even more acute in Humboldt County because Providence has such a dominant position here and it's made the most cuts here.
In Humboldt County, where Providence operates St. Joseph Hospital and Redwood Memorial Hospital, critics including Kelly Shaner, a telemetry tech at St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka, say the company is prioritizing profits over patient care. Arts shared some of the union's concerns regarding health care in the county.
I mean, if you look at Humboldt in 2021, Providence closed the birthing center at Redwood Memorial Hospital. Then they basically divested their outpatient labs, which makes it much harder for people to get lab work and then quickly have a procedure inside a Providence hospital. They just recently closed the acute care rehabilitation center, so people, you know, who are recovering from strokes and surgeries, instead of having, you know, really a world-class facility right there in Eureka, now they're being sent to a nursing home that's run by a nursing home company that has had many violations over the years. And, you know, there are even additional cuts. For example, Providence, the medical group, has stopped accepting referrals for routine procedures from providers at practices they don't own. So if your, you know, general practitioner or doctor isn't affiliated with Providence, you can find yourself having to go as far away as Napa or Sonoma to, you know, get a fairly routine procedure from a specialist because Providence isn't going to have their specialist do that work here.
Meanwhile, Providence faces growing scrutiny beyond Northern California. In Oregon, nearly 5,000 nurses are striking over chronic understaffing, and in Washington State, Providence is refunding $21 million in medical bills and erasing $137 million in medical debt after being accused of wrongfully sending low-income patients to collections.
Nurses represented by the Oregon Nurses Association have been on strike for 1 month at multiple hospitals and clinics throughout the state. And the issue there is, you know, very similar to the issue, you know, in Humboldt and in Northern California, which is poor pay that results in severe understaffing and high turnover rates. And Washington State has, you know, basically forced Providence to refund money from patients who should have qualified for charity care, but instead were sent to collections because Providence initiated a program to try to, you know, make people without the resources to pay for care do it anyway. And there was actually a New York Times expose on that a couple of years ago.
Union leaders say Providence must provide fair wages and commit to keeping services open, but the company has so far resisted calls to give 5 months' notice before closing facilities and is only offering annual raises of less than 2%. The cuts, Arts says, are not due to a lack of funds.
Providence, at this point, shows about $7.8 billion in financial reserves, and it also has its own venture capital arm, which it just did a round of funding for $150 billion. So Providence is a, you know, it's the fifth largest nonprofit hospital system in the country. It has a lot of resources, and what we see is that they are seeking to, really bolster their bottom line at the expense of local care. And that's especially problematic here in Northern California, because in Humboldt County and elsewhere, the Providence hospitals are really essential for community care. In Humboldt, even more so, because there's really only one other hospital that isn't a Providence hospital. But elsewhere, when it comes to trauma centers, it's the Providence hospital that everybody depends on. So everybody really has a stake in these hospitals being well-staffed and safely staffed.
The National Union of Healthcare Workers representative shared details on tomorrow's picket line, inviting the public to support their local healthcare workers.
In Humboldt County, the picket line will run from 3 to 6 p.m. Outside St. Joseph Eureka, and that members of the community are definitely welcome to come and join workers on the picket line.
In other Providence news, this Friday, February 14th, a major legal battle over reproductive health care will take center stage in Eureka. Supporters are set to rally outside Humboldt County Superior Court before a judge hears arguments on whether to move forward with the state of California's lawsuit against Providence St. Joseph Hospital. At issue, allegations that St. Joseph, the only labor and delivery hospital left in Humboldt County, violated state laws by refusing emergency abortion care to patients experiencing life-threatening complications. One of those patients, Eureka resident Anna Nusluck, will be a featured speaker at the rally. Nusluck says she was denied critical emergency treatment at St. Joseph's Hospital during a traumatic miscarriage last year. Ellie Titus with Humboldt Abortion Access Advocates says the message is clear, quote, "We are gathering to make our voices heard. Humboldt County families need St. Joseph Hospital to follow state laws and let doctors do their job. The emergency room is no place for Providence to play politics with our lives and health," end quote. The rally begins Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. outside the courthouse at 825 5th Street in Eureka. Supporters are encouraged to bring signs, though extras will be available. At 9:30 a.m., Anna Nusluck will speak about her experience, and at 10:30 a.m., those attending the court hearing will head inside as the judge considers the case. This lawsuit has major implications for pregnant patients in Humboldt County and beyond. KMUD News will continue to cover both the state's lawsuit and the call to action by the NUHW, bringing you more coverage later this week. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.